Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some college football, some cowboy football. The Wyoming Cowboys, one win away from playing for a Mountain West Conference championship. We've got redshirt freshman wide receiver C.J. Johnson joining us here on the program. C.J., it is definitely a pleasure to have you back on. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing outstanding. A lot of excitement around there, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so I know I've talked to you earlier in the year, and I think it was right after maybe the Nebraska game. It was mid-season. Since then, kind of what has taken off for you and this team? It seems like the confidence continues to build for this team each week.
You know, I just believe the whole team has bought in. You know, we had a rough start after the loss to Eastern Michigan. We were 2-2, and we had Colorado State coming up, and we knew if you know, if we got a win, you know, it could start something special, and we were able to pick up a big win, you know, get the boot back, and then it's just taken off ever since then, and it's been a hell of a ride, and I just wanted to keep on going.
So let's go back to Saturday. You know, so much has been focused on Tanner and Jake, and deservedly so. They've had outstanding years, you know, with some of the catches that they've made this year. You step up, and you get five catches, and the go-ahead, the game-winning touchdown. I mean, you know, obviously you don't know how games are going to play out, how you go through, but, man, you had a whale of a game, didn't you?
Yeah, I honestly couldn't believe it. You know, Jake and TG, like you said, are amazing. Tanner, one of the best receivers in the nation, and he was getting double-teamed pretty much all day and all night. And so it opened me up to, you know, help out as much as I could. And, you know, I took my chances and left ran with him.
You mentioned in the post game on that touchdown grab that you had that the defense set up pretty well for the type of play that you ran. But, you know, Josh was getting some pressure. I think it's truly amazing every time he does some of the things he does, but it almost seems like it's getting old, man. You're used to that now, right?
Oh, yeah. Josh, he can escape the pocket, and just the kid has a cannon of an arm and just launches it. So you can honestly, whatever he does, it just amazes me, but I'm not surprised at the same time.
So that game-winning play, I'll go back to it again. When you see the defense, are you getting nervous? Or are you like, oh, man, we got a chance here? I mean, what's going through your mind at that point?
Oh, well, when I first saw, I thought I had one-on-one with the safety at first, and I looked to my right to see who else is there, and there's no one over the top. And so at that point, I just got really excited, and I was like, I really hope Josh the same thing as I did, and luckily he did.
I mean,
he was able to get the ball to me.
And he just lobbed it up perfectly, too. I mean, it's not one of those rocket strikes he had. I mean, he was off his back foot and just lobbed it up. I mean, it was a perfect pass, wasn't it?
Yeah, like you said, off the back foot, he was, like, falling back. He was able to make a pass like that. It's just unbelievable.
Did he catch you in stride? Were you, I mean, it was a perfect pass where you were in stride, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought the best throw that he had was right before you guys tied it up, and he's falling out of bounds and throws it 50 yards. I think it was to Jake. Was that right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised, but my God, the humans aren't meant to throw the ball like that.
No. When it left his hand, I was like, oh, geez, who is that going to? And I see Jake all by himself, and I'm like, oh, wow, that is one hell of a throw.
Well, and then he had the laser to Jake on the next play, or a couple plays later for that touchdown.
Yeah.
My God, I mean, you know, I bet you're just like, I couldn't have asked for a better quarterback to have throwing balls, right?
No, and that just goes to show you what great quarterback play can do with a really good team.
I'm curious to know, CJ. We're talking to CJ Johnson, Wyoming wide receiver. You guys, a lot of the players I've talked to this year have talked a lot about payback from games last year with teams, particularly in the conference. And in your biggest games, you've delivered a lot of payback, so to speak. Do you feel like you guys play better when you have a chip on your shoulder?
Oh, no doubt. You know, the people, they still, you know, don't aren't believing in the Cowboy football. And so we go out there, we have a lot, like Coach Jennison says, we have a lot of teams that we owe some revenge to, and we just go out there and we get the job done and just keep showing people, like, there's something going on in Laramie to talk about, and it's awesome.
What was going through your mind while the review was going on the last play of the game?
Well, I thought, you know, if they were doing something for that long, something not good was going to happen. And, you know, they did end up coming down with it, but our defense, they didn't let it get to our head, and saw they were going for two, and I had faith in our defense the whole time, and everyone stayed disciplined. The Noodles were able to make a great play on the ball and seal the win for us.
Yeah, and it gave the fans an opportunity to storm the field twice.
Yeah, that would have been very bad if we didn't pull that one out and came running on the field.
CJ Johnson joining us here in the program. So you got a chance to play. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you go home and watch highlights of the game? And if so, did you see the highlight of the last catch there for San Diego State?
We always forget to record the games when we go, before we leave home, the day before games. But I did see the last catch, and he did pull it down.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
I thought I was sitting in that end zone, and I was like, man, I think he caught it, too. I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, he maintained it, sadly.
Yeah. Okay, so you got everything's in front of you now, and I know I was listening to, you know, Coach, we just got done talking to Coach Bull, and he's like, we want to be 1-0 this week, we want to play the Lobos, and it was the same thing you guys have said all year long, but in the back of your mind, it's like, right, you guys know what's at stake, correct? So how do you go in, do you think when it comes down to play Saturday that it'll be any different when you take the field?
No, this is going to be our biggest game of the season. That's the next one up, and we aren't taking anyone lightly. I think we may have did that when we played UNLV and came back to get us, but, you know, we're going to be locked in 100% for this game, and we know that we need to go down there and get the job done, and I have 100% faith that we will go and we'll do that.
And CJ, that's why I brought up, you know, payback, because if you remember last year, you guys beat UNLV. There was really kind of no payback.
Yeah.
The New Mexico game, I mean, as Coach Bull said, that was over early. I mean, they jumped on you guys early last year. So there's that payback option right there. But what do you remember? I know you redshirted last year, but I'm sure you remember seeing that game. What do you remember most about that Lobos team?
I remember that option football and them just running up and down the field. And I know that defense remembers that, and they're going to be coming with a lot of vengeance. And, you know, we aren't able to move the ball that much on offense, and this is a totally different offense, and I'm just excited for the game.
What, you know, again, you'll go to film work later on this week, so I know it's probably hard for you to really kind of dive into what New Mexico does defensively, but have you had a chance to see any of their games this year to kind of give an idea of how they play defensively, CJ?
No, we just looked at the play against Utah State, where Utah State caught the ball in the end zone at the end of the game, and they said it was an offensive pass interference, but other than that, I really haven't been able to keep up with them. We did see that they lost to CSU this past Saturday, and we'll definitely be analyzing that film for sure to see how CSU was able to, you know, really put it on them.
You know you're going to a bowl game, and I hate to ask you this because I know I want you to focus solely on New Mexico, but do you have a preference on a bowl game you want to go to? I mean, you know you're going to one. Do you have a preference?
Somewhere warm.
Well, I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, you know, Vegas, Hawaii,
Vegas,
Arizona.
Yeah.
You know,
any bowl game, I'm gladly to play in.
And hosting a conference championship game, possibly,
would just be icing on the cake.
CJ, it was a pleasure talking with you again.
You
great
too.
Game against San Diego State. Best of luck
Thank
going
you.
To New Mexico. Thank you.
Thank you very much.